Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Pretty strong.
Thank you so much. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you so much. Now, may I know what is your age?
55.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Two or more.
I'm sorry, your race?
Two or more races.
Okay. So is that a mix of races?
Yes.
Including Hispanic or Latino? Or
No, Hispanic and Latino.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Pretty satisfied.
Thank you. In general, speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Neither disapprove or approve. In the middle.
In the middle. So you said somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number, of course, between 0 and 10. First one is reducing crime and violence. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. About protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
About creating more affordable housing?
7.
Next one, criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops?
10.
Thank you. Next one, working to end the war in Gaza?
5.
Thank you. Making college more affordable?
5.
Next one, protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
10.
Thank you so much. And last one, banning TikTok?
5.
Thank you so much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No, not really.
Thank you. You answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Still motivated.
So would that be a yes that makes less likely to vote, or no?
It's yes, more likely to vote. Still going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Eight.
Thank you. Next one, TikTok. Thank you. How about Republicans in Congress?
0.
Next, Meta / Facebook.
50.
Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
70.
Thank you. Next one, Hakeem Jeffries.
60.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
How about Elon Musk?
0.
How about Mike Johnson?
50.
Thank you. And last one, Joe Biden.
80.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. We're about 70% of this survey. Generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Seems to align more with my beliefs.
Okay. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? It's going to be a great deal, fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
Threat.
And will you consider this is somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Much more of a threat.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation more. Okay.
More regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, Which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data, privacy, and security? Russia, foreign tech companies, the U.S. government, China, big U.S. tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, or North Korea?
Foreign tech companies.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? First one, Instagram, where you said it is multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month?
About multiple times a week.
Okay, thank you. About TikTok?
Multiple times a month.
Thank you. About Facebook?
Multiple times a month.
About X, formerly Twitter?
Not at all, never.
And last one, YouTube?
Every day. Multiple times a day.
Thank you so much. Now, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? I'm going to read you a list and let me know one of them. First one, learning new skills, watching entertaining content, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, accessing unfiltered news and information, or learning about businesses and products, or connecting with people who share your views and values.
Watching entertainment.
Thank you. We're almost done here, ma'am. We're about 95%. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. First one, Meta keeps users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
I kind of disagree.
I beg your pardon?
Disagree.
Disagree, okay. Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about X or Twitter keeps user data secure? Do you agree or disagree?
I don't use that. I disagree. I don't use them. I don't know.
Okay. About, let me see, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I really don't know, so I say disagree. I mean, agree.
Agree. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About Meta plays a negative role in society.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About TikTok plays a negative role in society.
TikTok, negative, disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And last one, TikTok keeps users' data secure. Do you agree or disagree?
I guess I agree because I haven't had any issues with them.
Did you say disagree?
Right, disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And have you heard a lot about or just a little?
Just a little.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I don't need to support or oppose it. not to completely ban it.
What the? Hello?